read the verses together.
好吧，让我们一起起立来读今天的经文。
Let's all stand up and read the verses together.
你可以读任何的语言你喜欢。
So, the language of your choice.
好，预备，起。
Let's together. David again brought together all the able young men of Israel, 30,000. He and all his men went to Baalah in Judah to bring out from there the ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim on the ark. They set the ark of God on the new cart. Uzzah and Ahio, son of Abinadab, were guiding the new cart with the ark of God on it, and Ahio was walking in front of it. David and all Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord, with castanets, harp, lyre, timbrel, sistrum, and cymbal. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent acts. Therefore, God struck him down, and he died there beside the ark of God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath has broken out against Uzzah. And to this day, the place is called Perez Uzzah. Please be seated.
老王有一天他在高速公路上开车，忽然觉得要去洗手间休息一下。
One day, Mr. Wang stopped by the freeway rest area to relieve himself. The first stall was taken, so he went to the second.
那在那里的时候，忽然隔壁传来一个声音：“喂，你好。”
Suddenly, he heard someone next door saying, "Hi, how are you?"
我在这种地方，老王觉得有点尴尬哦，又不认识，也没见过面，那跟他打招呼有点奇怪，所以就不理他。
So Mr. Wang feeling awkward to strike up a conversation with strangers, so he did not reply.
那接下来隔壁呢又继续讲了。
However, the other party continued.
他说你在干什么啊？最近在那忙什么啊
？So what have you been up to?
那老王觉得说一直不理人家也不大礼貌嘛哈，所以他就开始说了，他说。我们最近公司业务比较忙，所以经常派我长途跋涉，所以我现在看到想到开车都怕了。
So Mr. Wang, all his insists, so it's impolite not to respond. So he replied, "Well, our company has been busy, so I've been traveling a lot. Now I'm tired of traveling, driving."
好，这时候对面隔壁的声音呢就有点紧张。
Then the other party felt nervous.
他就说。我告诉你，隔壁有一个神经病抢着跟你讲话，我等下再打给你。
I told you there's another party cut into our conversation. I'll call you back.
你们还没有听出来什么事啊
？So you don't understand what's going on? Yeah, because the other party was talking on the cell phone.
有人传一个PowerPoint 给我，觉得蛮有意思的。
Someone sent me a PowerPoint presentation. I think it's very quite meaningful.
你如果可以读的话，我们读中一起来读，然后呢，英文的部分我请 James 来翻译，好吧？我们一起来读这个哈，预备来。
世上最难断的是感情，世上最难求的是爱情，世上最难得的是人情，世上最难得的是友情，世上最难分的是亲情，世上最难找的是真情，世上最难受的是热情。世上最难猜的是心情，世上最难报的是恩情，世上最痛苦的是自作多情。So in the world, the most difficult thing to sever is emotion. The most difficult thing to come back is love. The most difficult thing to return is favor. The most precious thing in the world is friendship. The most difficult thing to separate is family relationship. The most difficult thing to figure out is mood.And the most difficult thing to reply is kindness. However, the most painful thing is always self-indulged passion.
什么叫做自作多情呢？我想在中文里面有好多种不同的解释。
What do you mean self-indulged passion?
例如单恋一个人而对方不理睬他。
So they can be one-way romance?
或者是想象别人对他有意思，但这其实没有。
Or imagine someone making a pass at you, but actually didn't happen.
但是在广义上来讲，我们可以说这是一种单向主动的热情，不管对方能不能接受。
But broadly speaking, it's just a one-way passion, regardless accepted or not.
而这对象也不一定是单属指恋人，也可能是我们周围的任何人。
It's not limited just to between lovers and can be anyone around us.
包括对我们的儿女、父母、亲戚、朋友、同事、老板等等。
Including parents, children, relatives, friends, boss, and colleagues.
甚至我们对上帝都有可能是自作多情。
Even we can show our indulged passion to God.
在圣经当中就出现了许多类似自作多情的例子。
There are many similar examples in the Bible.
其中就包括我们刚刚所读的经文，就出现了人对上帝的自作多情。
Including the verses we just read, that include the self-indulged passions to God.
那假如自作多情是那么的痛苦，那么我们要如何来避免对上帝自作多情呢？
If it's so painful, then how do we avoid self-indulged passions toward God?
好，我们要从刚才我们所读的经文，我们一起来学习。
So let's learn from the verses we just read.
好，第一个呢，我们不要挟持神来背书。
The first thing is do not kidnap God for endorsement.
好，我们一起来读第一节跟第二节，好吗
？So let's read verses 1 and 2 together.
来。
David again brought together all the able men of Israel, 30,000, he and his men, surrounded to bring up from there the ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim on the ark.
好，其实呢，《撒母耳记》这卷书很清楚地表明，约柜并不是由人来决定它应该放在哪里。
Actually, according to the book of Samuel, it said pretty obvious from the beginning, God decided where the ark will be located, not by men.
所以从头到尾都是上帝决定约柜应当放在哪里。
It's God proposed.
但是以色列百姓呢，自作聪明，也是自作多情，他把约柜视作战争的护身符，而随便将约柜搬到战场上去。
So, but Israel is full of themselves and also showed self-indulged passion and decided to bring the ark to the battlefield.
在撒母耳记上那里，我们看见第四章来看见，他们把约柜掳到这个战场上去，以为这样表明有上帝的同在，就一定会得胜。
They thought the ark representing the presence of God, they should certainly win.
但是他们这样的动机其实是错误的。
But it was the wrong motivation.
表面上看起来好像很虔诚，有信心宣告上帝的同在，并且高举神的权柄。
They seem sincere, faithful, announcing God's presence and showing His power.
但这确实像是临时抱佛脚的心态，这并不是上帝对他们的期待。
But it's not God's expectation. It's basically cramming.
而且上帝也没有理由来为他们背书。
And then God should not endorse them.
所以他们这样自作多情的做法，当然让神所唾弃。
Of course, God did not agree.
果然，我们看见上帝宁愿让战争失败，让约柜被掳，也不要让以色列人误以为他们可以随意的挟持约柜而得到上帝的背书或祝福。
So God rather have Israel defeated and captured, the ark captured, and would not let Israel thinking they can't.Hold the ark hostage, so endorse their own will.
否则以后他们就继续的按着自己的方法来为所欲为，他们就永远不知道这样的虔诚不但是个迷信，而且是属灵堕落的象征啊。
Otherwise, they will go on to be like superstitions, and it's actually a sign of spiritual decay.
这就是为什么神他让以色列人军队打败仗的原因了。
That's why God allowed Israel's army to be defeated.
不过你可以不用替上帝担心。
But we don't need to worry for God.
因为在这个撒母耳记上第四章第五章，接下来我们看见约柜虽然被掳到非利士人当中。
Even though Philistine captured the ark.
那非利士人呢，把这个约柜放在他们的神像大衮庙里面。
They put the ark into the temple of Dagon.
结果隔天一早一看。哎呀，这个大衮庙的全身，这个头啊、脚啊、手啊，断掉了，而且脸匍匐在约柜的前面。
But next day, the idol actually fell down in front of the ark, with head and hands broken off.
只剩下一个残体在这个匍匐在约柜的面前，这说明什么
？Just a broken body nailed down in front of the ark. What does that mean?
不但如此，神还让当地的百姓全部都长痔疮。
God also caused the painful hemorrhoid among the people.
痛苦的要命啊。
So it's so bad.
其实这是神在借此 在外邦宣示他的全能伟大。
Actually, it's God showing His power in among Gentiles.
最后，他们不得不胆战心惊的将约柜乖乖的送回以色列来。
And struck terror in their heart. Eventually, they returned the ark to Israel.
这个事件过了一段时间之后，我们却很遗憾的发现，以色列百姓似乎没有从这个功课当中得到教训。
Unfortunately, Israelites did not learn from this.
照理说，以色列百姓应该从过去的这种经历失败，更明白神的心意，就不会再自作多情的挟持神来背书了。
So they should learn from the past and shouldn't hold God hostage to endorse their will.
现在呢，我们看见到了大卫登基做王的时候，他们从再一次重蹈覆辙。
So when David ascended the throne, he committed the same mistake.
他们又再一次与非利士人征战的时候呢，大卫这时候派兵30,000来迎接约柜上战场。
Again, they fought with Philistines, and David led 30,000 army to get the ark to the battlefield.
所以打算从巴拉犹大将神的约柜运来。
To transport ark from Baala.
那你会觉得说，也许大卫才刚刚登基做王不久。况且他也没有参与在过去的错误当中。
Maybe David did not participate in the previous mistake, and he just becoming king.
但是全国百姓难道就没有一个人敢去提醒他吗
？How come the people from Israel nobody reminded him about the past？
难道没有一个百姓能够从过去惨痛的失败当中得到教训吗
？Nobody learned from the past？
反而要再次同样犯同样的错误吗
？And committed the same mistake。
所以我们常说啊，聪明的人是不会在同样的地方失败两次的。
So we just said smart people shouldn't commit the same mistake twice.
所以你看以色列百姓是何等的愚昧，这也成为我们今天的借鉴。
So you can see the stupidity of Israelites, and we should learn from them.
然后我们看见，当年以色列人百姓自作多情的挟持神来替他们背书，其实今天我们有时候仿佛也在做同样的事哎。
Not only Israelites showed self-indulged passion to hold God hostage, endorse their own will. Actually, we're doing the same thing today.
好像我们也在犯相同的类似的错误耶。
We commit the same mistakes.
例如我们从电影当中，我们看见有人拿着十字架，拿着圣经，在那里赶鬼驱魔。
So at the movie, we saw people getting a cross or a Bible to drive out demons.
那我们好像也照着做耶，如果家里不平安的时候，好像也照着做，是不是
？Sometimes we did the same if there's something happened.
以为这些宗教物品就是我们得平安的护身符啊。
We think those talismans is guarantee our peace.
那是跟民间宗教一样啊，我们去庙里烧香拜佛，求个护身符，误以为手拿这些东西，身上带这种东西就会有这个神力加持啊，神必定向你保证会完成你的心愿或目的的。
So there's no different than other religion holding a religious artifact to show the power of God.
却不知道我们信主，原来最重要的是我们要降服于主，不是主降于我们啊。
The most important thing about faith to God is our submission to God.
不是任我们肆无忌惮地向神索取各样的福气。
And it's not God submit to us to our request for blessing.
有时候我们信主，有时候愚昧到一个地步，就像阿拉神灯一样哦。当你需要它的时候，我把它拿出来，出现了；你不需要的时候，把它请回去。
So sometimes we're so foolish, just like treating God like a lamp of Aladdin, so that when we need it, we use it, and without, so with no use, then we put it back.
阿拉神灯是神话故事啊，不应该是我们现实生活当中应当效法的。
So it's a fairy tale, shouldn't be.Among our daily lives.
换句话说，倘若你平常都不读圣经，也不明白十字架的道理，那就算你拥有再多这种宗教物品，对你来说也没有什么意义跟价值。
If you don't study Bible and you don't understand, and you don't understand the cross, then even though you own many religious artifacts, doesn't mean anything, and it's valueless.
倘若你的生命跟上帝无关联，也没有过圣洁生活讨神喜悦。就算你拥有再多圣徒的遗物，甚至是原版的手抄本的圣经，这些东西照样也不能发挥什么功用。神也没有理由来向你保证什么。
If you don't live a holy life, even though you own many religious artifacts, for example, like a rare copy of Bible, doesn't mean it's pleasing to God, and God has no guarantee that you'll be successful.
其实我们今天每一个人心中，我们都有一个约柜。
There's an ark in our heart.
这个约柜呢，是让我们向在我们里面向主有真诚的敬拜，而不是让我们用来绑架求福气用的。
And it's for us to worship in sincerity, and it's not holding God as hostage.
就是在任何时刻，我们的尊主为大，而不是当我们需要的时候才把他请出来，然后其他时间都是自己当王，自己做主。
Anytime we should put God first, not only in time of need.
其实神所在乎的是我们这个人的生命如何，因为神期待是我们这个人与他直接的关系，而不是透过外面的人事物来达成我们所要的心愿。
God cares about life. He expects a personal relationship with us. It's not through any other person, artifacts, or events. Achieve our will.
所以不要以为只要我们啊努力奉献啊啊祈求，或者勤于参加特会啊，或者认真祷告祈求啊。上帝就一定会替你背书保证你的生活、就会一切顺利，百病不侵、财源广进，升官发财，心想事成等等。我告诉你，这是成功神学的错误跟谎言。
Even though you tithe, come to church regularly, even pray, there's no guarantee everything will be successful. This is the wrong teaching about prosperity theology.
同时你也不要去迷信让某某牧师证婚、你的婚姻就会特别幸福美满，然后也不要迷信你某某牧师施洗、你的属灵生命就会特别的高超。
Don't be superstitious that if a famous pastor officiate your wedding and you'll be happily ever after, or you're baptized by a famous prayer, then you'll be blessed more.
你也不要迷信说让某某牧师为你祷告之后你生活就过得特别的一帆风顺，更加的美满幸福。
Or some famous pastor pray for you, then everything will be fine.
请不要误会啊，我不是说以后什么事都不要找牧师啊，不是这个意思。
Don't get me wrong, don't come to pastor.
牧师的职责本来就是要帮人证婚，替人施浸，为人祷告，替人民服务。
It's a pastor's duty to officiate wedding, perform baptism, and pray for us.
只是我们不要对牧师有一种错误的期待。
But don't have a wrong anticipation.
我有一次去探访一个家庭。
One time I visit the family.
小小孩刚学讲话。
There's a young kid just learned to talk.
然后呢，这个口齿不清啊，牙齿掉一个，然后口齿不清。但是他看到我就很高兴啊。
And he mumbled, and he was so pleased to see me.
啊，牧师来了，牧师来了，好，大家都讲牧师来了。但是他说什么？他说巫师，巫师来了，巫师来了，漏风啊。
Because he couldn't pronounce correctly, so he pronounced pastor as a witch.
那今天很多人把牧师当巫师啊。
But nowadays, many people treat pastor like a witch.
哦，牧师啊，请牧师要做个法事或者做个祷告哈，一个仪式啊，一切就 OK 了。
So he asked pastor to perform a prayer or ritual, then everything will be hunky dory.
有人开幕了，请牧师来做个法事哈，这个做个祷告啊。
So opening a business, he asked pastor to perform a certain ritual.
我买新房子了啊，牧师来帮我祝福一下，来做个法事啊，做个仪式啊。
Or bless a new house with a ritual.
啊，甚至有人吵架，夫妻吵架，来牧师来帮我们和解一下，做个这个祷告，做个仪式哈，这个。
Or even there's a family feud, they ask pastor to pray for them.
好像是，好像感觉是，好像对牧师很尊重，但是其实也是利用这个外在的人事物来达成我们自己的目的，不是吗
？It seems show respect to pastor, but we try to get something through the blessing by pastor.
而忽略了原来我们跟上帝之间的关系是很重要的。
And in like the personal relationship with God is the most important thing.
是我们自己要去经营的。
It's up to each individual.
你不能够忽略你个人的责任与上帝建立关系，而透过其他自以为虔诚的方式，就以为上帝非要替你背书来满足你个人自私的目的，这是我们要注意的。
Without personal relationship with God, you cannot hold God hostage to endorse anything you want through other people or event or artifacts.
第二呢，第二方面是我们如何避免 是不要取代神的旨意。
Secondly, do not replace the will of God.
让我们读第三节、第四节，好吗？
Let's read verses 3 and 4 together.
预备，请。当年大卫呢，在迎接约柜之初，可能只是凭着一己之意，未询问过上帝。
So probably that's David's own idea without inquiring of God.
那当然呢，也可能是一厢情愿，没有请教祭司或利未人，先研究相关的律法，结果他就沿用当地的异教风俗，特别是效法腓利士人用牛车来运约柜这件事情。
And perhaps he didn't consult.The priest or Levi about the relevant law, and it just followed the custom, and especially using an ox cart to transport ark.
Yeah, 也许外邦人都是以这样的方式来载运他们的神像。至少我们可以看见上一次的约那个他们载约柜就是用这样的方式。
Perhaps Gentiles transport their idol with ox cart, and the last time they transport ark back to Israel, they used that too.
但是我们知道神耶和华曾经吩咐过百姓当如何行，约柜必须用歌辖族的利未人用肩膀扛抬。
But specifically, Jehovah gave instruction how to transport the ark through Levi.
在民数记第四章十五节、第七章第九节都一再的提醒，是要用歌辖族的利未人的肩膀来扛抬的，而不是用牛车来运的。
So you can see from Numbers, it has the manual labors through the people, the tribe of Levi.
可惜大卫这个时候不理会上帝在律法书中的吩咐，却效法了非利士人的方法。
It's a pity that David didn't follow the book of law and followed the way of Philistine.
毕竟用牛车来运送约柜，这样省事多了，方便多了，有效率多了。
After all, it's more convenient to transfer the ark with ark and more efficient.
那也许当时的百姓，以色列百姓也认为说，哎，用牛车来运约柜很酷啊！这个，也许大家觉得这个创意很有创意的，这个点子很好的，所以就没有人起来反对了。
Even Israel, I thought the idea was cool, and nobody object to it.
或者可能没有人敢去向大卫。提建议，因为现在他是一国之君呢，是国王哎，一直国高高在上，我们这个小老百姓哪敢跟他说啊
？Or because people are afraid to contradict King David because he was king.
而大卫呢，他也很谨慎哦，他不但是用这个以前腓利士人用过的，他不用这个旧车，他们用过的旧车哎，他还重新设计制造了一部新车。经过改良过的，这是更先进的升级版啊，跑起来更快速、更捷便。
So David was careful, and he built a new and improved version.
不但如此，他还专门派了祭司出身的亚比拿达两个儿子来赶这牛车。
He sent a priest family of Abinadab two sons to guide the ark.
你看大卫这样的一个万无一失的计划。我们看见他这个自作聪明、自作主张、自作多情，所以擅自决定把约柜放在这部新车、新的牛车上，违背神的心意。
So David's self-indulged passion thought his plan was perfect, but he was against God's will.
殊不知，大卫作为以色列的君王、一国之君，有责任需要来带头来恢复。从摩西以来正统律法制度与祭司体制来才能够避免迦南人的异风流俗。
So as a king of Israel, they should lead the people returned to the law of Moses and follow the system of priests to avoid the influence of local Canaanite custom.
并且他带领以色列归顺那被他们曾经阳奉阴违许久的耶和华神，大卫自己需要先以身作则，公开带领百姓来学习顺服，而不是自己自作主张，以个人的想法来取代神的心意。
So David should lead by example to bring the rebellious Israelite back to the God and to be submissive.
其实我们看见大卫的动机，他并不坏。
So I don't think it's a bad motivation on David's part.
也许我们若换成大卫，可能也会做同样的事。
So if we were David, we probably would do the same thing.
也许时代在进步，我们也要跟得上时代的潮流，是不是？
We want to be progressive and trending.
我想这没有错，但是我们也必须要明白一件事情。
There's nothing wrong, but we have to understand.
那就是当我们在使用人所发明的新方法来服侍神，固然好。但无论如何，创新的方法都不能够来取代神当初永恒不变的旨意。
It's nothing wrong to use new invention, but nothing can replace God's will.
就算我们能够想出再好的点子，能够制造出再伟大的发明，也没有用。倘若我们不能够合乎神的心意，或是讨神的喜悦。
No matter how wonderful the idea or the invention, if it's not pleasing to God, then everything is wasteful.
我们所做的一切都将成为枉然。
So it's good for nothing.
不过幸好我们看见大卫，他在这个事件之后，他得到，他学到功课了，而对上帝的主权有更真实的了解了。
So luckily David learned something. He understands the purpose of God.
这个事件之后，他等到神的怒气消退，他恢复了让祭司与利未重新按着摩西律法中的相关条例。用祭司的肩膀来扛抬约柜。
So he waited until the wrath of God subsided, then he used Levite and the priest to carry the ark.
甚至之后，大卫又有一个新的创举。
Later, he has a new idea.
就是要为上帝的约柜建造一个圣殿。
He wanted to build a temple for ark.
哇，表面上他又开始了要对上帝自作多情、大发热心了，但是他这一次学乖了。
So there's another dose of self-indulged passion.But he learned something.
他先去询问拿单可不可以这样做啊。
So he inquired prophet Nathan.
那拿单的听到之后，觉得这个 idea 也不错嘛。他说，可以啊，可以，可以做啊。
So Nathan initially thought it was okay.
但没想到他被上人纠正而禁止他，不行不行。
But God intervened and forbid.
不过神答应他，你可以为神的圣殿预备建材。却让他的儿子所罗门来完成这个建殿的工程。
But God allowed him to prepare the building material and let his son Solomon to finish building the temple.
所以大卫明白啊，建殿虽然本身是一件好事，但是你想，上帝还担心没地方住吗
？David understood it's a good thing to build a temple, but we don't need to worry about building something for God to live.
神有他的时候要做他的事。大卫知道满足神的心意的重要性。
God has his timing. Now David understands the God's will.
所以为神大发热心，这固然好，但是合神心意更是重要。
So it's good to be passionate for God, but pleasing to God is more important.
大卫看重合神心意，难怪他后来可以被称为是合神心意的人。
So that's why David was called a man after God's heart.
好，试问我们今天是不是一个合神心意的人呢？
So are we pleasing to God?
还是我们不断的尝试用我们自己所熟悉的方便的方式来取代神的心意呢？
So are we still trying to use familiar, convenient way to replace God's will?
特别今天我们看见在敬拜上，我们有可能很多的极富创意的点子，尤其在今天科技的时代当中，我们就很容易发展出不同的新鲜的好东西来吸引人。
So especially nowadays with digital age, there are so many new ways to worship.
我们很简单就能够发明一套新的方法来服侍神。
So easy to create something new.
但是这些创意或是新方法不是不好啊，可能我们很多都在不断的这个在尽情使用着。
Nothing wrong with a new idea or invention. We try to use them as well.
但是更重要的是，我们也必须要警醒，经常的提醒自己。当我们在使用这些新方法的同时，我们有没有与神当初对我们的期待背道而驰呢
？So we have to be alert that whether we running away from God.
我们这样做有没有可能违背神的心意呢
？So are we pleasing to Him？
我们是否丢弃了应当传承下去的文化遗产或是教会历史宝藏呢
？So abandoned。The heritage or the treasure from the past.
我们是否已经习惯的仰赖这些工具， 却无法单纯地回到神的心意呢?
Or we're just depending on the invention and without pleasing God.
这是我们要注意的。
That's the most important thing for us.
最后一个如何避免我们对神的自作多情，乃是我们不要引发神的怒气。
And then lastly, do not provoke the anger of God.
让我们一起来读第六节到第八节。
So let's read verses 6 to 8.
请。
When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act. Therefore God struck him down, and he died there beside the ark of God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath was broken against Uzzah, and to this day the place is called Perez Uzzah.
当年大卫派三万的兵，哇，非常的。 高兴的前往来运送这个用牛车运送约柜。So
David took 300 soldiers to transport the ark.
那由于在运送约柜的这个过程当中，在拿粮的禾场上发生一件事情，那就是牛前失蹄这个状况。Something
happened at the threshing field of Nacon, and the ox stumbled.
那圣经解释说，这个牛惊跳啊，惊跳起来。
Because the ox stumbled.
那这个突发状况啊，约柜势必会摇的，这个摇动的很厉害。
It's all of a sudden, I presume the ox will totter.
那这时候乌撒自作聪明，自作多情，以为用手扶着这个约柜是一个好意嘛，哈。不过我们在想说，约这个乌撒呢，他也不是做了什么玷污约柜的举动，或是干了什么亵渎上帝的坏事。 就没想到引发上帝的怒气而当场击杀月桂，哇，这是不是太严厉了？So
Uzzah showed his self-indulged passion and used his hand to stable the ark from good intention. It's nothing to defile the ark or blasphemy, and it provoked the wrath of God and was struck down.
呀，也许我们对于上帝为何击杀出于好意来扶月桂的乌撒。 我们有一点不谅解，特别是一些传统的解释，在于乌撒是一个利未人，应该知道约柜的神圣性，而不可能用牛车来运，也不能用手去碰触。
We wonder why God struck down this good intention of Uzzah, and because Uzzah is a Levite, he should have known better. The holiness of ark shouldn't be transported through an ox cart.
而且牛在那里惊跳，然后这也是出一件一场意外啊，我们。 我们明白，就是说，我们明白，乌撒他不是故意去挑衅神的权威，是出于好意去扶耶柜。倘若这样的善举反而成为上帝的出气筒，或是众百姓的这个犯错的代罪羔羊，那不是太冤枉了吗？So
it's an accident that the ox stumbled, and then nobody can predict, and then he was just good intention to stabilize the ark, and it turned into the wrath of God.
乌撒的主动虔诚，这个很难得哎。但是上帝若为这些小事来击杀这个乌撒，那这样的上帝是不是太严厉了？So
maybe God is too critical that struck him down for such a minor thing.
况且牛车运约柜，这是大家一起在做错事嘛？那牛前尸体也不再预料之中，其他的人这些无动于衷的人，哎，他们都没事，反而这个是出于善意的这个乌撒啊，却当替死鬼遭殃替死鬼，而且还说他罪有应得，那不是太倒霉了吗？So
everybody participated, and most people did nothing, and he did something out of good intention, and he was struck down. Was it fair?
所以这样的解释不能够让大家心服口服，是不是？
So probably you don't think that's a good explanation, don't you?
没有人要理我啊。
No response.
不过我对这个事情有另外的解释。
But I have another explanation.
那我们首先来认识一下乌撒这个人。
Let's know Uzzah a little bit better.
没有错，他这个人是出生在利未支派祭司家庭，他的父亲是亚比拿达。So
he was born in a priest family. His dad was Abinadad.
并且他有两位兄弟，一个叫以利亚撒，一个叫亚西约。He
had two brothers, Eliezer and Ahio.
那当年约柜被非利士人掳去之后，发生一些事，刚刚讲过了，后来归还，就放在他们家一段时间。
So when the ark was returned by Philistines, the ark stationed in his household for some time.
这时候呢，由他的大哥以利亚撒来负责看守，这记载在撒母耳记上七章一节。
And his eldest brother Eleazar is in charge of guarding the ark.
那过了好多年之后，我相信这期间乌撒是从小看着约柜长大的。
So years pass, I believe Uzzah grew up with the ark in his household.
至少他对这个圣殿的约柜，这神圣的约柜并不陌生，可能甚至还有一些的感情。
So ark is no strange to him. Probably he's affectionate toward it.
所以他被分派来运送约柜的时候的过程呢，他很乐意参与的。
So he was glad to participate to transport the ark.
这也是为什么大卫在派他跟他另外一个兄弟亚西约来负责押车的时候，他的兄弟呢跑去前面带队了。
So that's why David assigned him and his brother to guide the ark, and his brother Ohio was leading in front.
那哥哥跑去前面，那只好又他就在后边或者在旁边了。
So he stayed beside or behind.
所以从这样的一个事件，我们来推测。乌撒虽然出生在祭司的家庭，但他可能只是一个很平凡的、平庸的普通人，而且不受到重视。
So he was born in a priest family, but just ordinary and nothing special.
当初约柜放在他家的时候，由他的大哥以利亚撒来负责看守，没他的份。
Because his eldest brother was in charge of guarding the ark in his household.
那现在要负责押送这约柜的时候呢，他的二哥跑到前面当领袖啊，带队。
那 during the transport, the other brother was leading.
乌撒只能默默的在后面跟着。
So he was just following in the back in silence.
不过我们看到，即使环境对他不公平，但是他仍表现出很谨慎的、很忠心的，在所托付他的事上。
So he lived with the hand he was dealt with, but he was careful and loyal.
所以当他的这个二哥在前面走一走，他好像都不晓得后面发生什么事。可是他突然有一个状况，就是牛前失蹄了，哇，他就很紧张了。突发状况的时候，他就很自然的一个反射，很机警的一个反射动作，就是会伸手去扶住约柜嘛。
So he was observing when the ox stumbles, reflexively he tried to stabilize the ox.
我想我们每个人可能也都会，我们如果很专心很注意在我们所做的事上，出了一些事情，我们当然也会做同样的事情，是不是？
If we pay attention, we probably would do similar thing.
Yeah, 但是你看我们看到 这边的时候，如果 我们看见你 请注意一件事情，如果你认为牛前失蹄或者是牛惊跳，我请问各位，你认为这真的是一场意外吗？
Do you think it was a real accident that the ox stumbled?
还是神故意在这里有一些安排？
Or it was meant by God?
你有没有想过，假如乌撒这个时候不去摸约柜，那么约柜是不是一定就会倒下来？
Have you ever thought about without Uzzah, would Ark for sure tumble down?
还是可能会有一幕很精彩的画面将要发生了。
Or maybe some other wonderful scenario would happen.
或许神的心意是宁愿让约柜倾覆下来，也要停止百姓自作主张违背神心意的一出表演。
So maybe God will allow Ark to tumble.To show the Israel against his will.
你想想看，假如神能够在大衮庙面前，那些神像这个断头断手的，而且脸匍匐一地的向约柜下拜，那你想，难道神这个时候不能够自己想办法来宣告他的全能吗？
Do you think God had the power to make the idol knelt in front of him with broken head and hands? So God has no way to announce his power here?
但很可惜的是，乌撒连这个机会也不给上帝了。
But God took the opportunity from God.
所以圣经很清楚的讲，圣经怎么说呢？圣经说，耶和华向乌撒发怒，向他发，不是向全，是向他个人发怒，因这错误，这是他个人的错误，他的错误来击杀他。看见了没有？
So, So that's why the Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because his irreverent act before God struck him down.
很明显的，这是乌撒自己犯的错误，不能怪罪别人。
So Uzzah commit his own mistake.
乌撒自作多情，自作主张，以为神没有他的帮忙就不行了，而剥夺了上帝预备显出荣耀的机会。
So it's his self-indulged passion, his own idea, and took the way to glorify God.
其实乌撒主要的错误就是在于他的无知。
Uzzah is an ignorant, try to help God.
人的无知也是非常可怕的。所以有人这样说，他说人的灭亡乃是在于他的无知。
So ignorance is a terrible thing. People perish because of their ignorance.
有没有人知道今天是什么日子？
So what day is today?
911.
911.
当年的911，这恐怖分子，这个疯狂的杀人，或是说自杀事件。
So do you remember the 9/11 terrorist suicidal act?
就是因为有一群人，他们无知的相信，只要他们开着飞机去撞大楼，哇，这是一个不怕死的英雄表现。他敢为他们阿拉牺牲他们个人的生命，能够让他们自己在有生之年有参与这种光荣的圣战，他们在所不惜。
So it's a group of ignorant people flew a plane into a high-rise skyscraper as heroic act, die for Allah.So they're participating a jihad.
你猜，假如我们有机会把这些恐怖分子把他抓起来，把他审判，你会认为他们会为他们所做的来道歉，来后悔吗？
If we arrest them to put them to trial, do you think they will regret?
Yeah, 我相信他们可能要干一个更大的大票的哈。
Probably.
就是为他们的真主啊大发热心呐。
They believe they have passion for Allah.
除非等到他们将来面对死后白色大宝座的审判，他们才会觉悟过来说，哦，他们是何等的愚蠢无知，被洗脑，所做的一切都是因为他们的自作多情。
Until they face the final judgment in front of the great bright throne, then we'll understand they were so foolish and brainwashed.
不过乌撒的无知啊，跟自作多情，跟这个恐怖分子的无知自作多情是完全不一样的。
But Uzzah's acts is different than the terrorist.
由于乌撒事件造成当时全国百姓的醒悟，特别是大卫这个生命的完全的翻转，从这个角度而言，乌撒的死是有正面意义的。
The Uzzah's death revived the Israelites, especially turned David's life around. From this point of view, there's something positive out of this tragedy.
我们无需因为乌撒的被击杀，我们就大家打法，我们就来愤愤不平。因为上帝的意念是高过我们的意念的。
We shouldn't be too critical because God's will, God's idea is higher than our idea.
我相信他必然会让他的灵魂得到公平啊，得到的审判。
I believe Uzzah's soul will be judged fairly.
但请不要误会，以为上帝是那一种在乎繁文缛节而造成我们不敢热心服侍神啊，最好对神的是个冷淡一点。
Don't be mistaken that God is legalistic so that we dare not serve Him.
因为好像我们多做就多错，少做就少错，然后呢不做哈就没错。
Because the more we do, the more opportunity we make mistake, the rarer.So do nothing, then you make no mistake.
倘若这样的话，那我相信教会恐怕很快就要关门了。
So if so, then the church should be closing soon.
但我相信一件事情，就是我们教会当中可能有很多像乌撒这样的平凡人。
I think there are many ordinary people like Uzzah among us.
可能我们出生在一个基督教的家庭。
Some may be born into a Christian family.
Yeah, 我们也很忠心的参加服事，我们也很细心的、很认真的完成任务。
Some are loyal in serving and be careful about their mission.
Yeah, 有时候我们觉得自己就像乌撒，在公司里面也不受器重，但是也不被虐待啊，也是可以做很多事，也很忠心来做。
Sometimes we just go through the motion.
但是有时候我们要被提醒一件事情。
But sometimes we need to be reminded.
我们有时候是被社会道德的底线的容忍太过麻木了，而不再敏锐神对圣洁看重的心意了。
Sometimes we're affected by political correctness, so we're no longer to pay attention to the holiness of God's will.
是不是啊？
Are we like that?
我们也说常常自作主张的为神大发热心，以为好像以为神没有我们帮忙就不行了，是不是啊？
Sometimes we're full of self-indulged passion, try to help God.
我们也在想说，假如我自己也常在想说，假如我是乌撒的话，我应该怎么做？
I often think, if I were 乌撒, what would I do?
如果上帝给乌撒，给他重来一次。
If God gave him another chance,
或是给你重来一次，你要怎么做？
Or give you another chance, what would you do?
我讲我怎么做了。首先，我会勇敢地指出百姓的错误，告诉他们把约瑟带到战场，不能保证神替他们打胜仗。
So firstly, I will bravely point out the wrong idea of bringing art to battlefield cannot guarantee victory.
而将心归神才是讨神喜悦，让神为他们征战得胜的秘诀。
After God's heart is so pleasing to God, that's the secret. Let God fight. That's the secret of victory.
再来，当约在这当这个大卫一国之君，他派兵，他要前往去。用并且用牛车来运约柜的时候，我会勇敢的对君王大卫说，我会对他说，身为百姓我必须服从，不过作为一名祭司，我有权利捍卫神赋予我的使命。
So when David asked to transport the ark with ox cart, I will bravely speak against him, thinking, as a priest, I will not do so.As a citizen, I'll follow your order because God gave me a mission. I will do anything according to His will.
所有不合乎神吩咐的事情，我不会去参与去做的。
I will not participate anything not pleasing to God.
就算他们执意如此行，并且强迫我去压牛车，那这个时候我也会在心中默默祷告，求神彰显他自己。
If they insist force me to transport.With the ox cart, I will continue to pray for them.
就算牛前尸体有这样穿，我也会静观其变。我接受这是神的美意，相信这是神要彰显他荣耀大能的时候。
Even ox stumble, I will observe His will because it's time for God to show His power.
我想，如果有这样的一个结局，一定完全不一样的。
So I think it will come down to a different ending.
最后。我们看见，不管是以色列百姓的自作多情，或者一国之君大卫的自作多情，或者是小人物乌撒的自作多情，我们都看见造成当时很大的亏损。
In conclusion, it's a tremendous loss about self-indulged passion, be it from David or Uzza.
对于今天我们每一个人而言，不管我们是什么身份或是地位。在上帝面前，我们都不要成为一个自作多情、自作主张、自作聪明的人，因为神是轻慢不得的，圣洁不能够随便玷污的。
As for us, no matter our identity or position, we don't want to be a self-indulged passion and full of ourselves, because God cannot be dishonored.
倘若你还不是基督徒，至少你认识了神的权柄跟公义，知道。他不是一尊任人摆布的偶像，而可以是跟你生命息息相关的。
If you're not a Christian yet, but at least you understand the power of righteousness of God. He cannot be manipulated like the other idol.
他是一个爱你并且期待你与他有亲密关系的一位全能创造主。
He loves you. He created everything. He longing for a personal relationship with you.
所以希望以后有能够有兴趣继续来认识、追求、认识这位伟大的神。
I hope you have opportunity to continue to search and know this mighty God.
那假如你是一个基督徒，神对你的生命是有一个计划的。
If you're a Christian, God has plans for you.
这个计划是需要你去亲自探索、明白神的旨意，这样你就能够避免你的自作多情。
Then you need to explore it personally because it's an individual mission.
你就会活在神的心意与计划当中。
Then you will live according to His will.
并且神是赋予你一个使命去完成的。
And He will give you a plan.
不是按着你自己的这个所为所欲为的方式随便交差。
Not according to your own will.
你要明白神的心意。
We have to understand His will.
这样你的道路必蒙 蒙福。
Then you'll be blessed.
让我们小心谨慎的行在神光明道中，并且勇敢的，我们一起来完成神对我们的托付，好吗？
Let's carefully follow His path and bravely finish His mission to us. 愿神的旨意
在我们当中来行出来，好吗？
May God's will be done.
好，我们一起用一首歌来回应神，凭你义行主。请我们一起起立，我们来唱这首歌《凭你义行主》。
Let's arise, sing this song.
来，凭你义行主。